This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Studio Theatre Perth is launching a second successful program for youth, where they'll learn theatre skills, have fun, and meet new friends. Perth Youth Players coordinator Marilyn Nicholas Don is here to tell us about this exciting opportunity for area youth. Hi, Marilyn. Nice of you to come in to join us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Linda, and thanks for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. So, you know, we spoke last March when Perth Youth Players was a brand new offering, right? At the Studio Theatre. How successful was that initial launch?
Well, we were absolutely blown away by the response. We were hoping for around 15 kids, and we ended up having over 20 youth participate, which was wonderful. I've heard from other areas that sometimes they're having trouble maybe getting even 10 out.
So really?
I think Perth is a real hotbed of theater activity with all the things that have been going on in the areas with other, the choir doing their big productions in the fall and stuff. So there's a lot of interest that's been drummed up.
What was the feedback from the kids with that initial program that you had there?
Well, we did do a survey at the end, and the responses were varied, but very generally they all thought it was a lot of fun. They thought it was cool to learn a lot of new things that they hadn't really learned before, some of the behind the scenes things, or even like writing a play. And they loved the aspect of meeting new friends, and of course just doing theater, being on the stage.
Right, and we'll get into some of those skills in a few minutes that they're going to be learning in this second session. Yeah. So Perth Youth Players are back by popular demand.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And thanks to you in large part, as well as a lot of the other people, right, that were
we had a lot of support from the board. There were some very enthusiastic folks that helped me incredibly behind the scenes to get this going, and all of the very generous people that we approached to be instructors, because I'm not teaching at the workshops. I leave that to people in that are, you know, sort of a strength in their field.
Okay.
Or those that have a particular passion and they really want to pass that on to the kids. And so thanks to them as well for agreeing to be instructors, as well as these new ones that are coming out in the fall for us.
Right. Marilyn, what are the ages now?
These programs are open to 10 to 17-year-olds. Any experience, it doesn't matter if you've been in a play or you've never done any theater before. These are just tastes of all of the kinds of things that make up a theater production. So from behind the scenes to being on stage.
Okay, I was going to say, let's talk about that.
Okay.
What are some of the skills now that the youth will learn?
Well, in these particular workshops that start in mid-September, they're going to be learning about how a set comes to be on the stage. So how do you go from your drawing of a set or your ideas to actually making it on stage? And the process will involve them making a little maquette or a model of their set. So they're going to design a little set and then make a model of it. They're going to do things like creating their own drama from the floor up, so through exercises and ideas that they collaboratively come together to do. They're going to be analyzing a scene, so taking a scene in a play and getting down to the nitty-gritty. What's really being said by the words? What's really being meant by the words? So not necessarily on the page, but how far can you dig into that character? We're going to do some more lighting. We're going to do some more on-camera work, but a little more instead of individually on. We're going to do little scene works between two people or three people on camera. That's going to be a lot of fun. And one of the instructors really wants to delve into the street performances, so the commedia dell'arte. That'll be a lot of fun with those stock characters.
Lots of talking
playing
above my head a little bit here. You know that, eh?
No.
I think I'm going to have to attend the theater a little bit more frequently.
Well, it's just going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a really playful one
for them. It sounds really interesting, and they can learn so much. Are a lot of the kids shy at first to want to do these things, especially the on-camera work?
Well, it seemed to be about 50-50, really, because there were some kids that were more interested in the behind the scenes or just learning things. Mm-hmm. There are the other ones that are the showmen. They love to be on stage and they love performing, and so they really eat all that stuff up. So you get a blend of both people, which is great.
Now, the start date for this, let's start with the registration for this fall session. When is that?
We're doing three registration dates, but the first one will be next week, actually, on Wednesday, August 30th. And we're asking people to come down to the Studio Theater at 6:30 to register. It's kind of a first come, first serve. So
is it?
If you really want to be your child to be in it, or your child really wants to be in this,
yes,
I would encourage coming down and getting there.
Okay, so that's this coming Wednesday,
yes,
the 30th of August,
yes,
at 6:30 in the evening, right?
Right.
To come right straight to the Studio Theater to register. Okay.
And following that, should there be other spots available after that, mm-hmm, we have a September 6th and a September 10th registration session as well at the studio.
Okay.
So I would encourage everybody to try and get there for the 30th, or maybe contact the website, the youth players at studiotheater.perth.com, so mm-hmm, that they can find out if there are still more spots available.
Okay. So how many when did they start, and how many sessions, and what is the cost?
Cost is $75 if you've never taken a workshop before or you're not a member. Returning Perth youth players, it'll be $65 because they already have their membership. Workshops are starting on September 16th, which is Saturday morning, and they're held every Saturday morning at the Studio Theater, starting at 9:30. And they'll go for 8 weeks, and then there'll be a showcase of a couple of little plays and show off all of the skills they've learned.
Nice.
And what costumes they've created or whatever they've made during the workshops.
And who's welcome to come to view that?
Oh, anybody may come, for
the parents,
sure. Yeah,
of course.
Often
right.
Parents and friends and various other theater people that are just interested to see what the youth are coming up with.
Well, $75 for 8 sessions sounds very, very reasonable to me, and $65 for returning students as well.
Right. One of our hopes is to inspire a youth theater sort of membership that keeps returning year after year, and we're trying to make it, cost affordable for some kids that maybe don't have the opportunity to take a more expensive program elsewhere.
It's fantastic. Now, you mentioned membership. What does that cost of $75, what does that give them the membership to? It pays for the classes, of course, Saturday mornings, but what else does it pay for?
Well, it's just a way of supporting the Studio Theater as a member, so that we have a ground base of membership. Mm-hmm. Also, you'll receive all kinds of notifications should there be a play that comes up, and you might want to audition for it if it has a youth part in it, or
right,
something like that.
Right.
Or anytime we hear of any other workshops or opportunities going on, say Smith Falls or Carlton Place, we will pass those on to our membership.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it's always good to be a member.
Right. It just gets you in there,
yeah,
from the ground up.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the instructors that are coming in to, I'm sure they're volunteering their
mm-hmm
time, are they?
Yes, they are.
To teach these kids all these special, gifts that these people have.
Well, yes, we have somebody that's going to be showing their skills as a set builder. His name is Reiner, and he's going to help them build the little model. Carolee Mason, who's, I think, a local legend as a director and also as a theater educator, is doing two of them, the workshops, because she has a lot of experience and is enthusiastic about helping them build this drama on their own, which is going to be a lot of fun. We've got Danny and Dave Corbishley coming back to do some tech stuff and some safety stage fighting and making it look like you're really fighting, but
wow,
keeping yourself safe. So stage fighting is one of the workshops.
Fun.
That'll be fun. And the there's Laurel Smith, who did the classic theater here in Perth for a while, and now she's in Ottawa. She's coming back to do the anatomy of a scene, so she's doing the scene work. And so we have some wonderful instructors, Alexis, Allison, they're going to be coming back as well. They did some in the spring, and they were wonderful, so lovely to have them back.
Great. And really nice of them to do this as well for the youth.
Oh, so nice.
Right? Yeah. What other skills would the kids learn other than the technical skills of theater?
Well, theater, it's just a wonderful community to be a part of. Just being part of any production, whether you're backstage or on the stage, you develop a lot of communication skills, which you can use anywhere, in any job or in school. It builds confidence because you're starting from a script and you're getting a thing mounted on the stage at the end, again, backstage or on stage. So that is a lot of pride at seeing this come to fruition at the end of it all. And it's quite exciting. So, and again, teamwork, learning to work with other people that may have different personalities or even different levels of experience, you know, and competence and that sort of thing. So, and it's just all self-development, I think. So it's all good skills that kids can take forward, whether they go into theater or they don't go into theater. They're all things that are wonderful to take in your life.
And of course, your hope is most likely that they'll have a lifelong interest in theater because of this, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping they get bit by that bug. Yes. So I always say, once you're on the stage or backstage and you feel that theater magic, even sitting in an audience is a great thing for kids. But to just feel that magic and that feeling in your stomach just before the lights come up and the play starts, and it's wonderful. And I think once you feel it, you're going to be hooked for life. So again, whether you participate in theater or you just be an audience member, you're going to support theater.
Marilyn, it all sounds really fantastic and a lot of fun, and I wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
With this new season coming up, second season. Let's just recap again on the date of the registration, where it is.
Can you
do that for us?
I can, sure. We have three dates. So August 30th, which is next Wednesday, that would be followed by September 6th or September 10th. And if you would come down to the Studio Theatre Lobby, which is on Gore Street in Perth, that would be great, starting around 6:30.
Okay.
I recommend you get there early, and the cost is $75 if you're new and $65 if you're returning from last workshop
Sounds
session.
Good. Marilyn, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it today, and good luck.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It was fun, and hope to see you all at the theater.
Take care. Thanks, Marilyn.
Okay, bye.
My guest, Marilyn Nicholas-Dunn, coordinates the Perth Youth Players Program at Studio Theatre Perth. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.